some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. It's the Wednesday morning show, and this week we are welcoming back Rebecca Fisk, named one of America's top 50 psychics for 2016. So we have somebody here today who knows what she's doing, a very gifted psychic and intuitive. I will tell you that today is a special day because if you would like to special order a request with Rebecca, I've had a cup and a half of coffee, so my words aren't coming together correctly. But if you'd like to have a private reading with Rebecca after the show, just go to her website. I've got a link right here on the show page. And you fill out your 411, that's your information, and she will contact you and you guys can schedule a private reading either on Skype, by telephone, or even in person if you're in California. I encourage you to do that. Mention that you heard her here on Rated G Radio so she knows where you came from, and then she'll help you out. It's really a cool experience because then, you know, unlike when you're calling into one of these shows, which is really cool, this is why we do it. It's like PR. You get her undivided attention. You don't have to say, I've only got one question and I get like 2 minutes to get an answer and then I got to go. You'll get her for a block of time, usually like a half an hour or an hour. It's really, really cool. I will tell you that if you are a caller today on the show, this is your homework if you are a caller and you are on air. As wonderful as it is to talk with Rebecca live here on the program, once you hear your answer, once the show is over, I'm going to assign homework to you. Your homework is to go back and re-listen to your question and her answer and take notes and then listen to what she has to say. The reason I say that is because when you are calling into a show, I know because I do the same thing. You get all like worked up about, oh, I'm going to be on the air and I'm going to ask a question and da-da-da, and you could have 7,000 other things that are going on in your head at the same time. And so sometimes when she gives you an answer, you're not really hearing the answer, or you hear the 50,000 foot version versus the 10 foot version. And it is a good idea to go back and re-listen to the message to see what you're really supposed to be hearing. So that is your homework, people, for today. Now on to, oh, and I've got a question out of the chat room. So Dove for Peace, that's the screen name here, it says, are you taking questions in the chat room? The answer is yes. I need your first name and the topic you want to know about. I don't want to know specifics, so don't give me that. I want to know about my love life and this person. First name and the topic, and Rebecca will give you your answer, okay? Keep it simple. The less you give her, the less clouded her answer is for you, and you will really get the message you're intended to receive. With that, America's top 50 psychic, Rebecca Fisk. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. It's great to be back. I missed you last month. You know, I had a conversation with Garrett recently, and we missed just one show, and for a number of reasons. And I feel like it's
my schedule was the number of reasons, but that's okay.
Well, that's part of it, and then but I miss everybody, so I'm really, really excited and happy to be back this morning. So thank you for having me. It's always my pleasure and fun.
You know, out of all the guests, you know, but all the recurring guests that we have in the show, I love differently. You know, so it's like you're all my kids. You know, it's like I love all of you equally, but I just love you differently. But we really do have such a fun time when you come on the show, and the listeners love you, and we usually get hundreds and hundreds of calls and people asking questions. So, again, just a real good reminder that if you're not getting through live today, we're going to do our best to take all of your calls. But if you're not getting through live, you really do need to go to iamrebecca.com. and schedule a private reading. I say that, but the link is right here on the show page. So it's that easy. You don't even have to write down iamrebecca.com. What's your website, Rebecca? Iamrebecca.com. You don't have to write it down. The link is right here on the show. You just click it and you fill it out and get your appointment set. So before we get started, are there any words of wisdoms or pearls of wisdoms for the listeners that we should be hearing this morning before we start taking calls?
Well, thanks, Garrett. And I have to say, when you invite me, I figure I'm going to take the invitation and run with it. there are a couple of things that I want to talk about, and we'll talk for just a few minutes, and we'll do a little mini meditation, because, Garrett, I know you love that, and I do too. You mentioned to the listeners to only give me a name and a topic or a very brief question, and I'll tell you why Garrett has been a wonderful student of mine in that regard. For me personally, in the work that I do, the less information you give me, the better. And the reason is, if you start telling me a whole bunch of stuff, my ego wants to jump in there and file what you're telling me with one of my own experiences. And what happens is that can skew the reading. I mean, I'd like to think that with all the years I've been doing this and all the experience that I've reached a point now where I don't really do that. But the more that you say to me, the more likely I am to start thinking about it instead of actually just connecting to what your intuitive channel is. So the other thing is I get a lot of questions about, well, how do you do this? I'm what they call a clairvoyant. It's a fancy word that means I see pictures in my mind's eye. I also hear, which is clairaudience, and I feel, which is clairsentience. And yes, for those of you, I am empathic. It doesn't throw me off balance anymore because I'm pretty much just naturally in a state where I'm not connecting to the source for work unless I am, quote unquote, on duty. Okay, so I hope that wasn't too much information. So every single person has their own frequency. So when I do a reading for Garrett, Garrett has the Garrett Miller specific frequency specific to him. And so when he tells me his first name and he tells me a topic or a simple question, then I take a moment to basically tune into his frequency. And when I'm dialed into his frequency, I get to see what I need to see and deliver the information for him. So everybody has their own frequency. I don't remember the readings. 99% of the time, I don't remember the readings. And sometimes it's kind of embarrassing, but sometimes I will be out and about and I see somebody and they look familiar and I can't recall where I've seen them before. And they're actually a client. And it doesn't mean I don't care about them, and it doesn't mean I don't like them. It just means that in God's infinite wisdom, I am not meant to remember everyone and everything that I'm doing for people in this work. I've also told people, if you're a client of mine and I see you out and about, I will not come and approach you because there are people in the communities who know the work that I do, and some people don't want others to know that they see a psychic. So if you see me out and about and you're a client and you want to come say hello, I would love that. If I don't remember you right off the bat, my sincerest apologies, but Rebecca the psychic was working for you, not Rebecca the human being in her everyday life. I'm getting to know you when I'm doing this work. So I've had so many people ask me, that's why I wanted to start with this today. Anyway, only other thing is, take your time each day right now to get your center. Things are, you know, we keep talking about the quickening of energy. We keep talking about the intensity of things in the world. The reality is that all of us are part of this conscious field of energy. And so when what we would judge as negative things are happening, we are all feeling it. When things that we construe as positive things are happening, we are all feeling it. And so it can really wreak havoc with us feeling like we're centered and balanced. So it's really, really important to take those few minutes, at least a couple times a day, at least take some deep breaths, if nothing else, if you can't get into a meditation, if you can't get to a walk someplace where you get to be in nature and get that grounding, okay? So make sure you take your breath. Do your little soul treat every day where you're taking care of yourself. We all really need that. And if you think, oh, I'm being selfish if I take some time for myself, you're not being selfish. And the reality is that if you are in a more balanced state, you contribute your energetic frequency to the consciousness, and that allows more balance for everyone. It really is this ripple effect. When you throw that little pebble into the ocean, or into, I should say, a lake, we see the ripple effect of the wave that creates, and it gets bigger and bigger as it goes out. So what we are feeling, thinking, doing, if we're balanced, that's having a very positive effect and influence on everything else. So anyway, okay, done with my little preaching. We're going to get to our little meditation. So this will take just a quick minute. And so if you're in, if you can sit down in an upright position with your spine straight, that's great. If you want to sit in the lotus position, that's awesome too. I am not somebody who sits in the lotus position and sits quietly with my meditations. It's just not who I am. I tend to do active meditations, Tai Chi. So there's Tai Chi Chuan, Tai Chi Cha. There's Qigong. There's yoga. I tend to do a moving meditation or at least one that's action oriented. So this three breath meditation that I've done frequently on this show, and for those that are who are tuning in for the first time today, this is a very quick, easy meditation that I do frequently because it's action, but it also has some of the same effect. It's to clear your mind. Meditation is about mindlessness. It's about allowing thoughts to come in and go through and not stay. We have no attachment to them. They don't trigger an emotional response. That's why meditation is so beneficial, because when you're in the act of meditation, you're training your brain, you're training your body to come to this place where the thoughts come in, but there's not a triggered response from the body. Okay, so we're sitting up straight, and I'm going to explain the process, and then we're going to do it. So we're going to do three deep breaths. The first deep breath, you're going to imagine a shower of white light coming down from above you, and it comes down the back, the crown of the head, and then it comes back down the back of the head, down the back, and all the way down to the bottom of your feet, but actually circles under your feet. So if you can imagine this light just showering down like water does in the shower, this white light coming down, and it goes under your heels and under your feet and comes back over the top of your feet and around the front and up your body and back up to the crown where it started. And it spills out over your sides as well. So it basically forms this cocoon of light. So that's the inhalation. The white light is Christ consciousness and protection. And then when we exhale, we are gathering any tension or what we construe as negative energy, any tense energy, any anxiety, we're going to gather that up. And when we exhale, we're going to push it out the bottom of our feet. Okay. So that's the first breath. The second breath, we're going to do the same thing. But the second breath is golden light of compassion and unconditional love. So remember, we're breathing that in, we're forming that beautiful cocoon. Nothing but positive energy and loving energy can come through and permeate this cocoon. And then when we exhale, again, we're gathering any anxiety, any tension, and we're pushing it out the bottom of the feet. And then for the third breath, we're visualizing the color of rose quartz, that beautiful pink color. And that's the love for yourself and others. Okay, and again, the exhalation is any residual anxiety, tension, anything, any nervousness, anything like that. You can even imagine if you haven't been feeling well, you can even imagine if, let's say you've had a little cough and you've got some lung congestion, you can imagine that when you're breathing in, that you're gathering all that congestion and whatever you don't need, and that when you exhale, that anything that's not for your highest good, that's not for your highest health, for your perfect health, is also being exhaled out of the body and out the bottom of the feet. Our body responds to our thoughts. That's why we want to have mindfulness. Okay? All right, so we're going to take our first deep breath. Remember, sit up straight, spine straight. We're going to be breathing in that beautiful white light of Christ consciousness and protection. So our first breath. And hold it for a moment, forming that beautiful cocoon. And exhale. Pushing it out the bottom of the feet. Now we're going to take our second breath, the golden light of compassion and unconditional love. Breathe in. Watching that light spilling down your back and coming up around the front. Forming this beautiful cocoon. And exhale. Pushing out that anxiety, tension out the bottom of the feet. and one more big breath of pink light, of rose quartz, love for yourself and others. Breathe in. And exhale. Pushing any residual tension, any anxiety, out the bottom of the feet. Okay, and shake out your arms and your legs a little. Bring us back to present. It's very easy when we've done these breaths. It's very interesting to me. I'm hoping that all of you are having as profound an experience with this as I have, because it's really like all of the outside noise is completely gone, and and I get into this quiet place where I'm kind of I'm feeling connected, but I'm in this great state of peacefulness. And I have found that if I don't kind of shake out my limbs and kind of go, oh wait, I'm here, I'm with all of you, I can kind of almost lose myself in someplace else. So. Anyway, Garrett, how was that for you? Okay.
I'm so zen right now. Good. I can't even believe it.
Oh, good.
Okay. Good, now good. I'm ready to take some calls. Let's do it.
I'm ready too. Good. You must have shaken out your arms and legs. Okay. I am ready.
And just to let everybody know, we got a ton of callers today. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring you on, like Mike, who's going to be our first caller. Mike will be calling about his intuitive gifts. He wants to know what he's got. Then we're going to go to Cindy, Susie, Brittany, Regina, and so on. And so if I've screened your call already, hang tight. If I have not screened your call while Rebecca's talking to Mike about his intuitive gifts in just a second, I'm going to screen more calls. If your phone is on mute, unmute your line, please, now, because you're already on mute here. I can't hear you. You can't be heard on the show. I have to clear your line. So that's how, you know, you're on. So I'm going to come and get your name and the topic. I don't want to know the question. Rebecca, like she said, she has already explained it to you. So just your first name and the topic, like love or your career or whatever the case is. I'm going to jot that down. We do that for Rebecca's research purposes. So when she does workshops and things like that, she can say, well, 38% of my, you know, clients want to talk about love, or, you know, 42% want to talk about their job or whatever. So she can target the presentations to you directly like that. So that's why I ask that topic ahead of time. So get your phone lines ready, and we'll be screening calls in just a second. And finally, Mike, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Thanks so much. Hi, Rebecca. Just wanted to get some insight and guidance in kind of coming out in regards to my gifts.
Okay. All right. Well, and so I should have qualified this earlier too. Normally what I'll do is I'll say, what's your question? So you can ask me a question. But as soon as Garrett actually said your name and you wanted to ask about your intuitive gifts, I got some images about what's kind of going on with you. So really for you right now, I love that you ponder things. So you're kind of like, you'll feel something. You'll go, well, what is this and what does it mean and why am I getting that? Which is wonderful. What I'd like to suggest is that you allow yourself to be present with whatever you're feeling or seeing or hearing before you start asking everything about what it is. Like, allow yourself to really experience it and take it in. Okay?
Yep.
So let me check in a little bit further here. I want to say that your primary gift is feeling, that you have a very, very strong gut reaction to things. And I feel like what comes for you is a combination of a physical reaction, a feeling in your body combined with some images. But I feel like your initial hit is in your feeling. So, and I also want to say you're very sensitive. Like, if you walk into a room and something's really off energetically, it wouldn't surprise me at all if you become nauseated almost immediately. I do see that you have... I get that you've got some clairvoyance. The images come to you in bits and pieces. It's almost like you see a photograph and then another snapshot and another snapshot. But again, I feel like the primary thing when you're out in the world is that you're feeling it first. If you choose to develop your intuitive and psychic ability, my impression is that you will become more proficient at the clairvoyance than the others as you kind of develop and move more into this arena, if you will. I actually get the impression as well that you have had premonitions in your own life, and I feel like this happened when you were younger. I feel like as a teenager something occurred and you kind of shut it off. And I just feel like I'm hearing the number 17. I feel like there were some very difficult things occurring for you around your life at that time, and that there were some things that kind of escalated where you basically just, it's like the image I have is almost like chaos, 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 and then somebody just slammed the door shut and you finally had some quiet. So there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of, I want to say a lot of psychic activity around you when you were growing up, and you finally just said, I can't do this right now. Because it was starting to I feel like there was so much chaos around you, you couldn't tell, it's not what was real and what wasn't, but I want to say that you felt like you were going crazy at one point, and you were really young for all of this to be happening. So it's like now that you kind of have more of a footing about who you are and where you are and what you want to be doing, you've really opened yourself up nicely to all of this. Now it's just a natural progression, but you've always had the gift. Sorry, just one more little check in here. I think a big part of this when you were young was realizing that you were never going to fully get to be who you are as long as you continued expressing everything to your family, that you had to, there was so much resistance around you. And I feel like that was even one of the impetuses for you to turn to God or spirit or, you know, whatever you call God. But that you realized, I want to say by 23, that your relationship with God, with Source, was more important than what people were going to be judging you with. And that as you came into that understanding and that realization, that's kind of helped smooth your path as you've been moving forward. And now it's kind of like you've been on your sacred journey, and you finally are like, okay, now I know that I'm someplace where I can get grounded and really nurture all of this. So it's been a really interesting and at times difficult journey for you, but you know, definitely you're just keep opening up to it. And I can help you with some of that. I don't actually have anything advertised on anywhere, and I haven't even told Garrett, but I do help people develop their intuition. So if you have any questions and I can be of service with that, let me know. And I'd be happy to do that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
You're
have
so
a great
welcome.
Day.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Okay. And keep in mind, when you do take your phone off of mute, we can hear if you're going to the bathroom or clinking pans or the kids are screaming in the background. So consider that before, you know, you figure out where you're going to take your call. So Cindy, you're next. And thank you for being on the show. You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good morning, Rebecca. Just a question about relationship. I have a gentleman friend that I'm quite interested in, and I wanted to know if you saw us connecting.
Oh, okay. And hi, Cindy. And what is his first name?
His name is Matt.
Matt. Okay, one second. Okay, so I definitely get this push-pull where you're very interested. You don't want to do anything. It's like, I want to reach out, but I can't reach out. I'm not really sure what to do with this. Let's see here. So Matt, you know, I literally see him standing in place, and he's just kind of standing there, and he's not really doing anything. And you're kind of dancing around him from the outside, not really quite sure how to approach this. I feel like there's an attraction, but I definitely feel like he's withdrawn, and I feel like there are some issues happening with him in his personal life that are taking his attention, and that they're I don't want to say a negative thing, but they're an energy drain for him. It's almost like, okay, well, my mother is sick and dying, or it's that kind of energy where this requires my attention right now, and I'm not really aware of much of anything else that's going on around because I have this other obligation. So I don't see him moving towards you at this time. It doesn't mean that that's not something that could happen later. It's just that right now that's not on his radar. I definitely feel like whatever interactions you guys have, he always kind of feels like, oh, I always feel better after I talk to Cindy. You know, there's definitely that kind of an energy, but it's not, it's that very subtle little thing that's in the background. There's nothing in the foreground for him right now because he's got these other things going on. He is a kind man. He's a kind man, and he definitely has his priorities straight. And one of the reasons that I feel that he's not reaching out to you is that he doesn't have energy or time for anything right now anyway. It's almost like right now his life is not about himself. It is about showing up and doing what he needs to do for others. So it's, let's see here. I'm hearing probably spring to early summer. Whatever's happening with this, the health of this loved one or whatever this particular situation is, it's going to take some time for everything to resolve itself and to be completely finished. And my impression is that that will open up. I want to say I'm hearing maybe as early as March, but it could be you know, beginning of summer, June, something like that. And basically at that time, what I'm seeing is that he will just be getting a handle on his own life again. So it's, you know, this, whatever this is that he's nurturing right now, that he's taking care of is basically taking all of his energy. And it's right now for himself, it's self-care because he needs to do that, but he's not doing anything that's self-serving. He won't have time to really be looking at how to take care of himself and his own life and what he wants until this situation is completely resolved.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Cindy. Thanks for calling in. Take good care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there we go. Our next, and we've got a couple of love questions back to back to back. And so now we've got Susie calling in. Susie, you're next. And thank you for being on the show. You're live with Rebecca.
Thank you very much. Hi, Rebecca. I was wondering if you could tell me if any movement's going to be happening with a relationship I'm developing with Milton.
Okay. All righty. Let's see here. You know, the thing is, I feel like Milton is a sweet and kind person, but I feel like there's some grief that's blocking him from really allowing himself to open up. And I, you know, like the energy that comes through is maybe he's a widower and that he's still grieving,
yes,
even though, okay. So he is still, I can't say that he's actively mourning the loss of his wife, but they had a really good life together, and he still has sadness about that. And I think that he at times is still conflicted about whether or not he should have somebody in his life. You know, he questions, well, is he not honoring his former wife, his late wife, if he has another relationship? There's nobody's going to be like her. He's still kind of in that turmoil of not comparing, but almost. And he doesn't want to be alone. But he still hasn't resigned himself to, I'm still here and she's gone and it's okay for me to be in relationship, and it doesn't do anything to take away from that memory. The other thing is that she's still very much in the forefront in his life. Like, he's still thinking about her all the time. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if he talks about her a lot. There was such a reliance on each other in that relationship that for him to be out in the world on his own is still uncomfortable. And yet he doesn't want to just replace her with someone. It has to be something exceptional. And I know that he likes you, but he's just still really in his grief and hasn't gotten over that yet. So, you know, if you guys hang out and have fun, I would say yes, absolutely do that. But I would just allow that this was going to be a process for him, and how long it'll take is just how long it takes. I don't know how long it'll take for him. I'm not getting anything on a timeline for him. So it's one of those things where if you have a full glass, because for him his glass is full of grief, and you want to empty some of the water out of the glass, the glass rather, How long it will take for him to do that is up to him. He has to pick up the glass and empty it. And there's nothing anybody can do until he's willing to do that. So he's thinking about it. He's thinking about how he wants to move on. I think that he's reaching a point where he realizes he's been alone for long enough and it's okay for him to move on, but he hasn't fully given himself permission to do that yet. I also feel like there is a younger female influence. I want to say it feels like a daughter who may be saying to him, look, it's okay, you know, get on with your life. You don't need to sit around and be alone. You know, being with someone else is not dishonoring mom. So that's all kind of the energy around him right now.
Okay. Well, what do you recommend that I, you know, that I just be patient or should I just move on?
You know, unless you guys have had some kind of discussion of being, you know, in an exclusive relationship, and I suspect you have not because it doesn't feel that way. Open to meeting people. He's a kind man. And you can be patient, but you can also be living your life. So, you know, the other thing is, and this is for everyone, you know, because, you know, we think, oh, but I love this person and I only want to be with this person. And that's wonderful. And I get that. And if honoring yourself for the highest good is to just stay in that loving energy that's directed toward this one person, wonderful. If that's what you need to do for you, great. But we can love many people in many different ways. So the feelings that you have for Milton are going to be different than anybody else that you meet. And so anyone else that you meet doesn't take away from the feelings you have with him. It's like we all have our own frequency. When two people are engaged with each other in any way, there's a merging of those frequencies that create their own frequency together.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go and you interact with somebody else, you have a different frequency with that person. Those frequencies can all exist at the same time. So be open to other possibilities unless you feel like honoring yourself for the highest good is to stay in this place of wanting to stay present with this frequency with Milton. It's up to you.
Okay. Do you see us actually meeting in person? That's been one of the biggest challenges.
Well, I feel like once he has allowed himself to grieve and is more along, you know, has had more time behind him with the loss of his wife, I feel like he will start to do those things, but I don't see him doing that right now. So, you know, if I were in your shoes, I would be more open to other opportunities, but that's just my choice. You have to make a choice that's appropriate for you. Okay.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for the call today. All the best.
Thank you, Susie. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And our next love question is from Brittany. Brittany, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Miss Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Brittany. I'm doing well. How can I help you today?
I'm in a relationship, and I just want to tell me what you feel, what you see. And and his name is Stephen.
Okay, perfect. See, you got the drill. Awesome. I love it. Okay. You know, Stephen is a really hard worker, and I feel like he is just absolutely busy. And I feel like there's been some type of issue maybe with his family where things are not quite going the way that he had hoped they were going to be going. So it feels like working really hard, not a lot of time, and then something going on, I want to say, it feels like with his mom, and that he's having to deal with this, and he's just not, you know, like that's taking his energy. So it's, you know, I kind of feel like you're wanting more attention from him right now, and frankly, he doesn't have the time or energy. It's not because he doesn't want to be with you, and it's not because of you in any way. It's just he's got all these other things to do, and things that are taking his time and his energy. So what I want to say is let him know you're there, be patient, and, you know, if he's got a little time and there's something you can do for him, but that is helpful. But right now it's really important to kind of give him the freedom that he needs to take care of business.
Oh, I have. You're right. You're on. We've been working towards that. So I feel like, you know, once he get what he need to get straight and once I need to get what I get straight, we'll be fine. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's one of the things is that right now, this is a lesson for both of you. He's getting to see how you're going to respond when he's not available to you. And you get to see, like, okay, if I keep asking him or I keep – it's almost like I see you dancing around him and he's standing in the center and he can't move because he's got so – there's so much stuff in front of him. Even if he wanted to get to you, he can't. Mm-hmm. So
But yeah. we have been spending time together or whatever. You know, like I said, I'm very understanding because, you know, we've been through a lot. We had a past relationship. Now we're reopening. So we're okay.
Yeah. It's good. I mean, he really cares about you. And the thing is that you guys both offer stability to each other. And that's really, really important. Okay. So, yeah, I feel like this is fine. It's you know, you guys are doing the dance. And it's a good dance. And so just be patient.
I appreciate you, Miss Rebecca. I want to keep in touch. You're wonderful. Thank you,
Brittany. Thank you so much. It's made my day. All right. You can take care and lots of
Thank you, Brittany.
All righty.
She's so sweet.
I know.
She's got a little wind
in
the background, but she's really sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Lovely. Yeah.
We have got Regina up next. Regina, thank you for calling. You're now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Regina. How can I help you today?
Yes. I am seeking full employment.
Okay.
That's just been a struggle in
mm-hmm.
my area of life. I'm just trying to pick up the pieces.
Okay. The first thing that comes to mind is healthcare. Have you already been working in that field? You know, something that requires scrubs. Okay.
Yes, I have. I have done that last year because I lost my two jobs last year, early part of last year. So, but I have been getting some interviews. So, I just found out Monday that one of the government positions, they said they found someone else or selected someone else.
Okay. So here's what I want to say to you, because the medical field is definitely a good place for you. And my impression is that you actually do a really good job, but you're also you want to do everything the way that it's supposed to be done. And which is a good thing. We want people to do things, you know, efficiently and do them right the first time. And that's your approach when you're working. My impression is that you have not always had coworkers who match your work ethic. So just so you know, so you're on the right track. This is a good field for you. Be patient. My impression about the government job is that you would have gotten in there and everybody else would have been status quo and you would have been like, okay. I mean, it's almost like that whole thing where they would come to you and say, don't work so hard. Don't do such a good job because it makes everybody else look bad. And you're allergic to that. So it would not have been a good fit for you because you can't – here's the thing. You can't demand – well, you can ask for excellence of other people, but you can't demand that they be at your level of excellence. And for you, you know, you're always looking at the team player approach and the outcome. And, you know, you get to the place where it's like, forget it. I don't need to work with anybody. I'll do this myself. I can do a better job on my own. But unfortunately, because of the industry and in the work that you do, it has to be a team player situation. So my impression is that you're better off if it's a larger business, at least in a smaller department where you're working with people who have a similar mindset and a similar common goal of excellence with what you're doing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the government thing would not have been a good fit for you. I actually am getting the impression that right around the holidays, I'm hearing it's like either November, December, you'll be getting a job that's very much like what you want. So it's almost like it's a Christmas present. So I don't know if – or it's a holiday present. So I don't know if you'll have something before that. But if you do, then it'll be either a promotion or an adjustment into where you really want to be instead of, okay, I got the entry level. It's like, but you're going to be where you want to be. You're going to actually be getting the what you want. I'm getting holiday season. So I never know. I'm always like, okay, but God, does holiday season mean Thanksgiving? Does it mean Christmas? Does it mean Hanukkah? What does that mean? But so I always figure holiday season is somewhere starting in November. So you have some time to get really clear and focused on what it is you want to be doing. Okay. So have a picture in your mind. I'm a big advocate for list writing. I wrote a book about it, The List, Tools to Create the Life of Your Dreams. It's a little, very quick read about action steps you can take to start putting your life where you want it to be. So it's like if you have if you know exactly what you want, what is your deepest desire for your work, this process is using stream of consciousness writing to get in touch with your subconscious to really find out what that dream is, because a lot of the time we're just doing the hand-to-mouth, getting by paycheck to paycheck, and we don't actually check in with what our dreams are. We're just doing life. And it's important for us to get back in touch with whatever that dream is and then give us an opportunity to actually create that in our lives. Okay? So I'm not going to get into too much detail about that, but at least take some time and sit down and do some stream of consciousness writing and write down, what does your perfect day look like? Where are you? What are you doing? What kind of money are you making? Write it all down. Because when you write it down, it's like placing an order with the universe. Okay? The universe is always co-creating with you. This is true for everyone at every time. We are always in co-creation, and whatever we focus on is what the universe will help us create in our lives according to the highest good. Okay?
Right.
So if you're just kind of applying for whatever, get more specific about what it is you really want to be doing. Okay? Unless you need to get something right now, and do that in the meantime until you get your dream job. But like I said, I'm seeing you celebrating during the holidays, and I really get this is it may be the end of November. I'm hearing that November is more likely than December. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling. And keep in touch and let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Regina. I loved having you call in today. Real quick reminder, since we're a little bit past halfway of the show, if you don't get on the air today but would still like to ask Rebecca a question, she has her service available to you, and you can go to her website, iamrebecca.com. Of course, the link is right here on the show page, so you just click, 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 and it takes you there. And you fill out your information and tell her that you heard her on the radio, and she'll give you the Rated G Radio special rate. She'll review all of those things with you personally, so we don't have to go through that on the air here. But if you do get on the air, again, one question and homework for you after the show's over. You need to go back and re-listen to the show. You can fast forward or rewind on the on-demand feature. Same link, same thing that you're clicking on now. But re-listen to her answer to you so you can take some notes, because when you're listening on the air, you hear at a different level and sometimes miss the message. So that's your homework for today for calling in and getting your free question. Our next question comes from Sandy, and she's calling about family issues. Sandy, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How can I help you today, Sandy?
Well, I have family issues. It's about, it's about family issues, and it's my brother and my dad.
Okay. So I'm just going to stop you. Okay. First of all, I want to say take a deep breath. Okay. And I already can feel it. I can feel how you feel. I can feel it in my body. Okay, this is heavy heart, trying to make the right decisions and not knowing what to do and not really getting any support and feeling like you are doing this all by yourself. Okay, so breathe. I get the tears. I feel all of it right now. Okay, so breathe. Everything that you are doing, it's for the right reasons. You are making the right decisions. It's just that your family members are kind of stuck in their own agenda. And frankly, there's some ego involved. But you're doing this from the right place, from the place of love and trying to really look at what's best for everyone in this situation.
Okay. But how do I get cooperation?
Okay, well, that's a good one. Let me see here. Okay, what's your brother's first name?
Robert.
Okay, and this is, I'm sorry, did you say this is about your father?
Yeah, it's about money, okay. Father.
Okay, and what's his first name?
Vernon.
Ronan?
V-E-R-N-O-N.
Oh, Vernon, got it. Okay, thank you so much. All right. Okay, so you're not, basically, Robert's a hard one because he changes his mind all the time and you don't really know. I almost get the impression that he himself has some issues and that it's hard for him to, I want to say he's either, it feels like there's some mental health issues, maybe depression or some bipolar, but something that keeps him from making a decision out of rational thought and keep with it and stick with it. So it's almost like you're trying to manage him as well. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, because, it does.
Okay. So it's, you know, you're doing everything logically and with reason, and you've gathered the data, and you have all of this stuff to substantiate your position, but he's not somebody who can take any of that in. It's just that Robert just can't do that. Let me go a little bit farther in here. Okay, so what comes up is the only thing that you're going to be able to do is, because right now, I get it, you guys are basically at a standstill. There's not going to be any forward motion until there's some kind of agreement. And I think that that's the only thing that Robert will hear, is that nothing's going to happen until there's some agreement. And there has to be agreement. And you have to stand firm in your position because you've already done all the homework. You know what's best in this situation, and he doesn't get it. He shoots from the hip. He's impetuous at times. And it doesn't – I mean, I have to tell you that energetically he strikes me as somebody who I'm trying to think of how to word this. I mean, somebody would say he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but there may even be something a little beyond that. Does this make sense to you?
Say that one again.
He's not, I'm trying to be diplomatic. his intelligence level, his ability to ration and to reason and use rationale and understanding of cause and effect and long-term consequences is not strong.
Yeah.
So it's an issue.
Well, his issue is he wants all of my dad's money.
Of course he
does. And he wants it now.
Right. That's not going to happen.
And what I was wondering is what his next move is going to be, because I have to anticipate everything.
Are you the executor, or are you in charge of the estate?
Well, the thing is not. It's kind of like this. My dad gives me power of attorney when he decides he's no longer capable. Well, he really is no longer capable now.
Okay.
But the thing is my brother's turned me into DHS twice and got a lawyer, but my dad has a lawyer because I got him a lawyer.
Okay.
But the thing is I kind of think he's going to go back to this other person that got him power to be over the trust.
Okay.
So
here's what I want to suggest. This is, you know, intuitively the easiest way to get all of this done is to make a lawyer who's a third party, not involved with a family at all, give them power of attorney. Let them handle the trust and give them power of attorney as long as it's somebody who's trusted and that it's, you know, I already get the impression that your dad is not competent. That's why I asked if you have power of attorney and if you're the executor over the estate. And all right.
But the thing is when you do that, it just takes all the money.
I know. I do. They take it all. I know. My concern is that until your father is deemed medically incompetent to have these decisions, there's no security there anyway.
How do I get my, maybe we ought to ask this question, how do I get my dad to just go ahead and give me the full power of attorney and just get it done?
Well,
once I have that, then I'm quiet.
I think you just need to sit down and have a conversation with him. And the thing is that he tends to basically defer to whoever's company he's in. So if he's with your brother, he's going to tell your brother what he wants to hear. If he's with you, he'll tell you what you want to hear. But he knows that you're the one who's reasonable. He knows your brother's impetuous. He knows that your brother's tendency is to spend and not give any thought to what the long-term result is. He knows all of those things. And you have to catch him in a moment where he is able to still be very clear about all of that. In that moment, that's when you can say, look, you know, tell me what you want me to do with everything, and I will set it up, and that will be what it is in stone. But you have to give me power of attorney, and you have to stop, you know, being wishy-washy about this. We got to make a decision and move forward. And then see what happens.
Okay.
And then you have to let it go. He knows you're the reliable one. But then you have to let it go. Because then it's up to him. And he may say, okay, I'm going to give it to your brother. And if he gives it to your brother and your brother takes all the money, you have to be willing to accept that that may be a possibility. It would be horrible karma for him. But it ultimately has to be the choice that your dad makes. And if he makes that decision, there is nothing you can do about it. It's still, right now, it's still his money.
Well, do you see my dad going my way?
Your dad wants, you know, when he's in his clarity, he knows you're the right choice to do all of this.
Yeah.
But he's not always that clear. And again, you know, depending on his state of mind at the time, he wants to please you and he wants to please your brother, even though at the end of the day, when he's in his right mind, he knows you're the one who's logical and reasonable and you'll be fair. And he knows that your brother will not.
And
so
with that, we need to move on, Sandy, and
yeah,
to our next caller.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Sandy, if you want more information, make sure to schedule a reading with Rebecca, and she'll help you further from there. But we need to move on to our next caller. I appreciate you calling in today, and good luck.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
And so we're going to jump across the pond here for a call from the UK. Tricia is calling about her job today. Tricia, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Rebecca.
Oh, my pleasure. How can I help you?
Oh, I wanted to ask about money coming in the form of refinancing or reverse mortgage or.
All right, let's see here. You know, I want to say the refinancing is what I'm hearing. It's just taking longer or will be taking longer than what you've initially expected. So whatever you started in August, that's what's going to actually come back around, but it's a longer process than you expected. So whatever you started last month, that's with a refi. That's what I'm hearing. So you started something in August, and that's the best route to go.
I started but with a lady called Jennifer, and it's not sort of moving. I'm keep getting no's. You know, I don't have enough income to prove my refinancing. I've been getting a lot of no's.
Okay. I still feel like that's ultimately what will happen. The reverse mortgage is not a bad way to go as long as you will have the financial means to be able to pay that back. Otherwise, you know, ultimately you don't own the home anymore.
I see myself selling it, though, in about 5 years. So.
Okay. I'm hearing, hang on just a second, sorry. So what I'm hearing is your house loves you.
Yes.
And so the refi thing can happen, but it'll take longer. And I mean, I'm hearing it'll take like 6 months. It's not going to be a quick thing. The reverse mortgage will not take as long. And I do see that outcome for you with selling it in 5 years is actually a very good way to go. Everything around that feels like it's lined up and supported, and it feels loving. So when you said that you want to sell the home in 5 years, that's when I got the impression that the energy of this home absolutely loves you. And so it's happy to do that. It's happy to support you however it can. And I know that sounds, you know, odd talking about an inanimate object, but there's, you know, everything has energy.
Yes.
So that actually feels fine. And that will be the path of least resistance. If you were going to stay there forever, long term, then the refi would be better. And like I said, it'll take like 6 months. But if you want to, you know, this other option is easy, and it'll be fine.
The other thing is if the man in the shining armor doesn't rescue me and I go somewhere with him, I'm going to be living here forever. But I sort of feel like I'm going to end up with another person in another place.
Well, I mean, you know, I have to. Yeah, I don't. I feel like everything around you doing the reverse mortgage and selling the home in 5 years feels appropriate. I'm not getting anything regarding relationship, but I'm not really tuning into that right now. I'm tuning into you and the energy with the house. And the home loves you, and to be leaving, I'm going to say it's 2023, though, before you leave. So it'll be longer than 5 years, but I'm hearing 2023. And that at the time that you sell it, it's loving. It's like you're going off and moving the adventure of your life to another level. And it feels very loving and perfect. Okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That would be great. I feel that I need more fast action. And the other one is just too slow. You know, it's been months of trying to do it already. And I just, you know, putting it on hold for a year is just not a quick enough manifestation for me.
I understand.
To bring in the funds. So thank you so much, Rebecca, for taking
You're
me
so
on
welcome.
This. You take
care.
Well,
thank you, Tricia. I will. You too. All the best to you.
Thank you.
There we go. We've got about 2 minutes left, and if we jump into another call, we are just going to cut them off midstream. So I'm going to apologize to everybody else who called in. We didn't get to you. We had Kathy, Kate, Lisa, and the list goes on and on and on. So again, if you'd like to schedule a reading with Rebecca, please go to iamrebecca.com. There's a link on the show page. Just click it. Click the word here. It takes you right there. Rebecca's book, The List, is also available on Amazon.com. It has a purple cover, so when you see that and The List, you'll know that's her book. And Rebecca, with about a minute left, do you have any last words of wisdom you'd like to leave the listeners with? By the way, we had some great calls today.
Yeah, great calls, and how lovely to have Tricia call from across the pond. I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tricia. And, you know, always trust your gut. Okay, that's our internal GPS, our God positioning system, that's what I call it. You know, we always have help available to us, and sometimes we feel like we're on this very solitary journey. And the reality is that we have angels around us all the time. We have God working with us for our highest good. And that if you're feeling alone, remember that. Remember that loving energy is always with you, and that you just have to remember. Okay. If you need help, you need some help from your angels, or want them to be working with you and guiding you, just ask them. Just ask them to be present and to show you what you need to see, and to protect you and guide you on your journey. Okay. And really that's it. And that whole little adage about, you know, smile at a stranger, sometimes that's the best moment of a person's day. So if you feel like it and you see a stranger or, you know, whatever, showing a little kindness goes a long way. It really, it's a virus. If you smile at somebody, that energy really does get passed along. So I'm wishing all of you the best, and I'm really grateful that all of you tuned in and called in today, and I'm grateful to those of you who will be listening to this on the replay. And Garrett, thank you for having me. I just
thank
always
you.
Have
and
so much fun. I just
time.
Can't believe
it.
Hour has gone
Have
by.
A great day, everybody.
Okay.
We will see you tomorrow on Rated LGBT Radio.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.